Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey.
Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, everyone? What's up, what's up? Yeah, we got a lady online. She's been killing the scene, representing Connecticut. Give it up for Nikki Ellis.
Hello, hello. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you. Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio, Nikki.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And you definitely is from Connecticut, right?
Yes, I'm from New Britain, Connecticut.
That's what's up. How long you been in the rap game industry so far?
I was about 8 years old. As far as, like, really taking it, like, seriously and things like that, it was probably, like, around high school. But I actually just moved back, like, to the East Coast about a year and a half ago. So, really, I'm going to kind of consider that time as, like, really me doing a little bit more because I got back to more resources and things like that. So, that's when, like, my name started going around again is about a year ago.
That's what's up. So far, are you still an unsigned free agent so far?
Yes, as of right now, I am still a free agent.
Definitely, you have a lot of companies looking to sign you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You definitely have a lot of companies looking to sign you in the future.
Oh, really? Cool. That's the goal, man. I just need them to reach out.
Who did you idolize while growing up? Listening to hip hop.
Growing up, my biggest like influences was really like Lil Kim and like Left Eye and stuff. For the females, and then like as I got older and like Remy Ma came out. Loved Remy Ma. I love like MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know, all the greats. The Brat was in there too, like Missy Elliott. They're all people that I grew up listening to that, you know, actually made me want to start rapping. And then on the male side of it, like I grew up listening to Biggie. I have an older brother, so pretty much everything my older brother listened to was what I listened to. And You know, so he loved Biggie, which made me love Biggie, and he loved Jay-Z and Nas, which made me love Jay-Z and Nas. And as I got older, I got to appreciate their lyrics more and things like that. So they're still, you know, all my favorites.
Yeah, that's what's up. And can you tell me about your new single, All Night Long?
All Night Long, yeah. That one is, that one, I wrote that in a dedication to the person who's starring in the video with me. And I was just, you know, I knew for this EP that I was dropping that I needed, you know, a sexier type of track to go on there. I had got the beat and, you know, it just all started flowing. It all started coming together. I was able to find a dope singer to get on the chorus for it, and it all came together, and I really love this record.
Very well, good video. Definitely.
Thank you.
Do you have an album release date anytime soon?
Well, right now, currently, my EP is out. It's called Beautiful Struggle. It's available on datpiff.com. And also, you can stream it on my SoundCloud page, which is just soundcloud.com/NikkiEllisMusic. On that piff, if you just type in Nikki Ellis in the search, it'll come right up as the Beautiful Struggle EP. So that's been out since about June was when I dropped that one, at the end of June. And I am currently working on a new project. There's not an ETA for it yet because I'm just trying to make sure everything is perfect, but it will be coming soon enough.
And that's what's up. And I noticed that you've been freestyling to the off the rip also.
Oh, yeah, I did a remix to that, yeah.
Yeah, you laid a killing off of that.
Thank you.
And do you think that corporate America and mainstream outlets is holding back female hip-hop artists from shining?
I mean, I think that, you know, there's definitely a lot of female talent out there. It's just the way that the game is now, it's just not what it used to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how to explain it. But, I mean, I guess corporate America and stuff like that probably is, you know, having something to do with it, because the game has just changed so much. And it's not what it used to be for anybody to get into the game, but especially for females.
Right. It seems like they want a monopoly of Nicki Minaj. But she's a good talent, but it's room for more women in the game to be mainstream.
Yeah, there definitely is. Definitely.
You basically see all these reality shows on women trying to come up in the future of hip hop, and even with Love and Hip Hop also, you have tons of women that's trying to make a name for themselves also.
Right, and the thing that sucks about that is that when you see these women on Love and Hip Hop, and I mean, I love Love and Hip Hop. I watch it every single Monday night. Like, I'm always watching it, but you know, it just sucks because you see all these women on there just wilding, and then it just gives all of the women in the rap game like a bad look, because not saying that some of them don't have skills or whatever the case is, but nobody's paying attention to that. I'm not paying attention to nothing them girls are saying. I'm just looking at them wilding out, because that's the entertainment
right.
part of it. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's all that's being portrayed is like women in hip hop is like this attitude and wilding out. And then it sucks for the artists who are more humble and who are more laid back and who just beast it out on the mic but keep it cool on the outside. You know what I mean?
Right. And I really do like the Ladies of Hip Hop show that was on the Oxygen channel. It's more like laid back. You don't see that much beefing.
Right. I love Sisterhood of Hip Hop. I watch that every week, you know, every time the seasons are on. Like, I love that show because that show, like you said, is just, it's about the music. It's about the work. It's, you know, you see them, you know, like the real them. And it's not like this whole extra for the camera nonsense that be going on some of these other shows.
Right. It's like they want to stereotype these females in a negative way.
Right. And it, you know, like I said, it just sucks, you know, for the rest of us who are really trying to come up and, you know, who are really grinding and we don't have a TV show, but then people just kind of put that stigma, you know what I mean?
Right. Do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
I actually do have a show this Saturday night in Rhode Island. It's in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. It's at the Met. And I'll be performing there. My homeboy Fresh is going to be performing there too. I know he's got a record out there in New York that's playing on the radio called New York. So that track is definitely hot. But, yeah, I'll be performing over there Saturday. Other than that, I don't have anything else going on at the moment as far as show-wise because I'm in, like, full-blown album mode right now. So all I've been doing really is just, like, you know, studio and working on different interviews to try to plug the videos, you know what I mean? And right now it's just been studio, writing, and just getting everything all geared up for this next project. So this is going to be my first time performing in Rhode Island, so that's why I jumped at the opportunity to perform there because I haven't been to Rhode Island yet to perform. But, yeah, other than that, it's really just me just working on the album.
All right, that's what's up, definitely. And you have so much potential. When I seen some of your stuff, it just you just been laying the killing on it. And have you have any perform any like rap battles also?
You know what? I have not done a rap battle since I was probably in high school. I think that's got to be the last time I did a rap battle. It's been a really, really long time. Actually, no, you know what? The last time I did a rap battle, it was at a club in Texas. I was in Texas. I used to be in the military. So I was stationed in Texas for a little bit. And this was probably maybe, let me see, probably like 6 years ago. And we just happened to be at the club one night and they had this rap battle going on. And my friends just kind of threw me in it. But that's like the last time I've done anything like that.
There's actually so many shows out there supporting hip hop, like The Empire and The Power also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they even actually introduced a lot of artists to mainstream also.
Yeah.
Like
I love those.
Like
two
for
shows.
Example, exactly. Like yes, the great I'm surprised that he when I first heard of Empire, I was saying, man, that's fast. He right in the mainstream.
Mhm. Yeah, he actually performed out here not too long ago in Connecticut in Hartford. He was out there performing as part of the Hot 937 summer concert that they do every year.
Right. Definitely. I could see this industry growing with more females, and I see it, though. It's just that time.
Right. That's the hope. I mean, you know, I'm putting everything I have into this project, and, you know, I'm trying not to do this new project with a lot of features or anything like that, just because I want it to be more like this is going to be, like, my first real project. This isn't like a mixtape. This isn't going to be an EP. This is going to be, you know, a full-blown album. And so I'm putting everything I have into it, and I'm trying to just make me be kind of like the focus of it and not people be like, oh, she's got so-and-so on this record and she's got so-and-so on that record, because I know I have talent, so I want to make sure everybody, like, hears it and hears the different levels that I can take my music to.
Right. Yeah, you like that Puerto Rican bombshell that brings it out and, you know, tells a story from beginning to end.
Using my line, I like that. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely what I'm trying to do.
Also, can you give the viewers out here a verse, like a 1 minute verse or so like that, something like that?
Just spit something right now?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second because I got my headphones plugged in, so give me 1 second. All right, hello?
Yeah.
All right. I done dug through the trenches and dug through the mud. There's no more kisses and no more hugs. I got to fly solo, stand on my own too. If you ain't me or my son, I say F you. I got to handle mine, got to take care of my biz. But beauty brings chaos, that's the life that I live. It's hard to find a real friend that y'all want to crush. Worst part is, ain't just dudes trying to hunch. Everybody out here always want something. Everybody with their hand out, but y'all ain't getting nothing. Trying to drag me through the dirt, but you the one that's going to hurt. All your plotting ain't going to work. You could never take my shirt. When it's all said and done, I'm going to be just fine. I ain't letting no more darkness cloud my shine. Patience is a virtue, and ignorance is bliss. I've waited long enough, there's no more time for you. Shh. I've given all that I can give, and this one life to live. And if you can't appreciate it, you could suck on my woo. I'm one in a million, you come a dime a dozen. When they show me that hate, I say, yes, Trick, I love it. You know the name, it's Nikki Ellis. You hear that last name, I make these hoes jealous. Nah, that's it.
Nice. Hey, you can say whatever you want on the show. It's uncensored.
Oh, well, I've been going through, like I said, I've been doing a few different interviews, and some of them are like no cursing, and some of them are like, yeah, you can curse. So I just be trying not to curse to be on the safe side.
Right. Nikki, it's nice. And an honor for you to be on this this podcast, In Factor Entertainment Radio. You can come back anytime to the show to promote any of your. All right.
Thank you. I definitely will. Believe me, like I said, I got this new project coming out, so I definitely will. And I hope everybody, you know, that's listening, go on YouTube, type in Nikki Ellis, and go check out my videos. My latest one is All Night Long. Featuring my girl Isine. She's a very dope artist too. Right now also, I got nominated in Connecticut for the Female Artist of the Year. So if you go to www.mbmevents.com with a Z and you click on CT Awards, go down to Female Artist of the Year, you'll see my name, Nikki Ellis. You can vote for me. Also, you can follow me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, at Nikki Ellis Music, and it's NIKIELLIS Music. My YouTube channel, Nikki Ellis Music. SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Nikki Ellis Music. And you can find me everywhere like that. And, yeah, definitely, like, just, you know, keep subscribing, keep following, keep paying attention to what I'm doing because this is a movement. It definitely is.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you have a wonderful day, and I wish you success for the future.
Thank you, and you too. And like I said, I'm very glad that you reached out, and we were able to do this interview. I was very excited for it all day. I couldn't wait till 1 o'clock to call in. So, you know, I'm glad that you reached out.
Yes. Thank you. So, you're welcome.
All right, well, you have a nice day, and, you know, we'll definitely keep in touch.
All right, stay blessed.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nikki Ellis, the future of women's hip-hop. Yeah, if you want to download this archive show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or on Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio /It Factor Entertainment Radio for all the shows there also and future events including Nikki Ellis also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eyes, I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping or rap? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadiums pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.